Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a carved riser in Ableton Live 12 that feels dark, tense, and properly 90s inspired, with that jungle and old-school DNB energy. So forget the shiny EDM whoosh. We're going for something murky, rude, and atmosphere-heavy, like it's dragging the room toward the drop. This is beginner-friendly, and we'll use stock Ableton devices only. By the end, you'll have a 4-bar riser that can work as a transition, a DJ tool effect, or a breakdown build that actually belongs in a drum and bass arrangement. First, set your project up. Open a new live set and set the tempo to 170 BPM for classic jungle energy, or 174 BPM if you want a slightly more modern DNB feel. Keep it in 4/4, create a MIDI track, and make your clip 4 bars long. That gives us a clean canvas to build tension over a proper phrase. Now let's choose a source sound. A riser does not have to come from a huge sample pack. In fact, for this style, simple sources often work best. Use Operator if you want something straightforward and controllable, or Waveedable if you want a bit more motion and texture. You could also start from noise, a chopped vocal fragment, or even a reversed break texture. But for now, let's keep it simple and use Operator. Drop Operator onto the MIDI track. For a starting patch, use Oscillator A as a sine or saw wave and leave the other oscillators off. Turn the filter on. Then shape the amp envelope so the attack is quick, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, the decay is around 2 to 4 seconds, the sustain is at 0, and the release is around 200 to 500 milliseconds. That gives you a sound that can swell and move instead of just sitting there. The next part is super important. Pitch movement. A classic riser needs to feel like it's climbing. You can automate the note pitch upward over the 4 bars, or use Operator's pitch envelope if you want a more synth-like lift. For this jungle and old-school vibe, don't make it too clean. A slightly detuned saw with a low filter cutoff can feel way more ominous than a glossy, polished build. Now add auto filter after Operator. This is where the riser starts to feel carved and intentional. Set the filter type to low pass 24 dB. Start the cutoff somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, then automate it up toward 8 to 12 kHz by the end of the riser. Add a little resonance if you want the movement to poke through more, maybe 10 to 25%. And if you want extra grit, dial in some drive. The automation shape matters here. Start dark and muffled. Open it slowly in the first 2 bars. Then in bar 3, start pushing harder. By bar 4, let it really open up and scream into the transition. That kind of build feels very right for jungle, because it's like the sound is breaking out of the fog. Next, insert saturator after the filter. This is where you give the riser some dirt and attitude. Try a drive of 2 to 8 dB, turn soft clip on, and trim the output so it doesn't overload your chain. Saturation helps the riser cut through the mix and gives it that rude warehouse edge. If it sounds too clean, it can feel modern in the wrong way. A little harmonic grit makes it more believable in a 90s-inspired setting. After that, an echo. Keep this subtle. Start with a sync time like 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 15 to 35%, and darken the repeats with the filter. Keep modulation small, and use a dry/wet amount around 10 to 25%. The goal is not a big, obvious delay effect. The goal is a bit of smear and movement, like the sound is interacting with the space around the breakbeat. If the echo starts to feel too obvious, back off the dry/wet and use it more like a texture layer than a feature. In drum and bass, delay can help the riser sit in the groove instead of floating on top of it. Now add hybrid reverb. This gives us that eerie space, but we want to keep it dark. Use a pre-delay of about 10 to 25 milliseconds, a decay of 2 to 5 seconds, and a medium or large size. Cut the low end inside the reverb so it doesn't muddy up the build, and keep the wet amount modest, around 10 to 20%. You want a shadowy tail, not a glossy trance cloud. A great trick here is to use a dark convolution space if you have one, then blend in some algorithmic reverb for width. That gives the build a more believable underground atmosphere. It feels less like a plug-in effect and more like a space the sound is actually living in. Next, EQ8 and carve the tone properly. High-pass the riser somewhere below 80 to 150 Hz so it stays out of the subzone. If there's any harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz, tame it a bit. If you want more air, you can gently boost around 7 to 10 kHz. And if the sound gets cloudy, reduce some muddiness around 200 to 400 Hz. The riser should feel dark, but controlled. It should build tension without fighting the bass or the kick. At the end of the chain, add utility. This is a simple but really useful final step. If you want the build to feel bigger, widen it to around 120 to 150%. Keep bass mono low or off, since this is not a low-end element. Use the gain control to trim the level so it sits nicely in the mix. For a DJ tool style transition, a wider stereo image can make the riser bloom right before the drop. Now the fun part. Automation. This is what makes it musical instead of just noisy. Automate the filter cutoff upward. Automate the reverb wet amount slightly higher in the last bar. Push the delay feedback a little near the end, then pull it back. Increase saturator drive a touch in bar 3 or 4 if you want more urgency. And if needed, automate the track volume for a final lift. Think of the four bars like this. Bar 1 is dark, narrow, and restrained. Bar 2 opens up a little. Bar 3 adds more tension and harmonics. Bar 4 is the widest, brightest, loudest moment right before the drop. That structure works beautifully in jungle because it creates that pressure cooker feeling before the break slams back in. If you want an even more authentic 90s feel, resample the riser. Route it to a new audio track, record the 4-bar build, and then work with the audio. You can warp it if needed, nudge the pitch slightly, reverse a small section, or add a tiny bit of redux for crunch. Be subtle with redux though. A little downsampling or bit reduction can add sampler era character, but too much will get harsh fast. This is a really good point to think like a DJ tool designer instead of just a sound designer. In jungle and old school D&B, risers are not just effects. They're part of the arrangement language. Place them before a drop into a halftime switch, before a rewind, before a bass change, or between two drum loop sections. A very effective move is 8 bars of drums, then 4 bars of riser, then 1 beat or 1 bar of fake-out silence, then the drop. That little gap can make the return hit much harder. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the riser too bright, or it starts sounding like modern festival EDM and loses the vibe. Don't leave too much low end in it, or it will clash with the kick and sub. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't forget automation. A static riser feels flat, no matter how good the sound source is. And always check it in context with the drums and bass, because soloed sounds can be misleading. If you want to push this idea further, try layering. Add a low filtered noise layer under the synth riser, or tuck in a reversed snare, crash, or little break fragment underneath. That's very jungle. You can also try a tiny pitch wobble or detune movement to make the riser feel a bit haunted and less polished. A subtle chorus on the upper layer can help widen it too, but keep it restrained so the sound doesn't get blurry. Here's a good practice exercise. Make 3 different 4-bar risers in the same project. One should be clean but dark, using operator, auto filter, saturator, and hybrid reverb. One should be dirtier and more old school, using a noise source, EQ8, saturator, redux, and echo. And one should be atmospheric and wide, using wavitable, auto filter, chorus ensemble, hybrid reverb, and utility. Put each one before a different drop and listen to which one feels darkest, which one cuts through best, and which one sounds the most 90s. So the big takeaway is this. A strong jungle or old-school D&B riser is about tension, dirt, and controlled movement. Not glossy perfection. Think murky, gritty, haunted, controlled, and rhythmically useful. That's the sweet spot. Nice work. If you want, I can next give you a ready-made Ableton device chain recipe or an 8-bar MIDI and automation example for a full jungle build.